TED Audio Collective.
Hi, it's Frida Pinto with TED Talks Daily, and I want to invite you to join Countdown, TED's new global initiative to accelerate solutions to the climate crisis. I am so excited to be part of Countdown. Now here's a talk from the Countdown Global Launch event given by Al Gore and four climate activists, Imena Loria, Nana Furman, Gloria Kasang-Bolas, and Tim Guinea. To hear more of these ideas and get involved, check out countdown.ted.com and subscribe to the Countdown podcast wherever you're listening to this.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, TED Talks Daily listeners, I'm Adam Grant. I host another podcast from the TED Audio Collective called Work Life, where we explore the science of making work not suck. We're doing a special series right now called Taken for Granted, where I interview my favorite thinkers about the opinions and assumptions we should all be rethinking. My next guest is Jane Goodall.
Every single day we live, we have a choice as to what kind of impact we make.
Find Work Life on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Al Gore, founder and chairman of the Climate Reality Project. This extraordinary moment of great challenge and great loss is obviously also a moment of great awakening and a great opportunity. The global pandemic, structural and institutional racism with its horrific violence, the worsening impacts of the climate crisis, all of these have accelerated the emergence of a new and widespread collective understanding of our connection to the natural world, the consequences of ignoring science, and our sacred obligation to build a just society for all. The Climate Reality Project trains thousands of climate leaders around the world in all 195 nations to advocate for a future humanity deserves. You're about to hear from four very different people who've gone through this week-long training and hear how they've been inspired to act. I want to let them speak for themselves, beginning with Imena Loria. Imena is working in Central America to influence public policy and develop young leaders. She's given presentations on climate to thousands of people and has now created her own NGO.
My name is Imena Loria. I'm from Costa Rica, and I attended that 2016 training in Houston, Texas. After the training, my life changed completely. I founded an NGO called Misión del Dallas. My job has been focused on four main important topics: people sensibilization on climate change, supporting the B Corp movement, incidents in public policy, and development of young leaders in environmental matters. I'm proud of having more than 150 presentations on the climate crisis and its solutions, reaching personally more than 7,500 people. And I am also proud of being part of the Costa Rica delegation to COP25 in Spain last December.
Nana Furman, born in Indonesia, is a climate advocate extraordinaire and calls herself a daughter of the rainforest. Nana is the Muslim coordinator for Green Faith and co-founder of the Global Muslim Climate Network.
My name is Nana Furman, and I am a climate reality leader. In my life journey, I realized that our behavior and consumption habits have contributed in environmental degradation and have resulted in global warming. However, I believe that people grow spiritually through a strong relationship with the earth. Being born in the rainforest region of Sumatra, I believe in the power of our forest as the natural solution to our climate crisis. By giving indigenous peoples and traditional communities more rights to protect and manage the forests where they live. Now, more than ever, it is time for us to put climate justice at the forefront and center of our struggles.
In the Kaduna region of northern Nigeria, they call Gloria Kasang-Bulas the queen of the climate crisis. Gloria has also founded a Kaduna-based NGO that is focused on education, empowerment, and climate.
My name is Gloria Kasang-Bulas. I came across a climate reality training and I applied for it in 2017. And that helped me to be able to build my capacity afterwards. And then it springed up my passion in climate action. I'm really very proud of some of my achievements. And one of my achievements is reaching out to children. Another achievement I'm proud of is bringing the media together to talk about climate change, to have quarterly discussions on climate change. Some works that I have done around climate change that really, really makes me proud of being a climate reality leader and a climate activist.
Tim Guinea is a firefighter in New York and is also the chairperson of the Climate Reality Project's Hudson Valley Catskills chapter. He and his chapter have secured commitments from over 100 businesses, schools, and cities to adopt 100% renewable energy.
My name's Tim Guinea. I'm a proud member of the Climate Reality Project. On September 10th, 2001, that night I went on a ride-along with my friend Captain Patty Brown, who was the most decorated firefighter in the history of New York City firefighting, and the incredible crew of Truck 3. And around 6:37 in the morning, I went home. And a little while later, they got the call and responded to the World Trade Center. And they went up the stairs. And none of them ever came back. Now, I don't know if they had known what was going to happen, whether they would have done it or not. That's all speculative. But what I do know is they stepped forward into their destiny. I think the climate crisis has some things in common with that moment. None of us would have asked for the climate crisis to have been put on our doorstep, but it is. It's here. This is our historical reality. And we have a choice to make. Our destiny is to decide whether we're going to respond to the climate crisis or whether we're going to pretend that it's not happening, deny it. I think this is our moment of destiny. And I hope you'll decide to take part to fight against the climate crisis, because we need you.
Four people, four stories of success and change. Use your voice. Find your power. Find your passion. Don't let this extraordinary moment pass. Together, we can ensure that this will mark the beginning of a healthy, just, and sustainable future for all.
TED Talks Daily is hosted by me, Elise Hugh, and produced by TED. Theme music is from Allison Layton Brown, and our mixer is Christopher Fazy Bogan. We record the talks at TED events we host or from TEDx events, which are organized independently by volunteers all over the world. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or email us at podcasts@TED.com.
PRX.